Are we live? Yes, we are. What's up, everybody? Let me know if you guys can hear me. It looks like you guys can hear me and see me. Cool. Welcome to Destiny Youth. I am Michael, and this is the first ever Destiny Youth live stream. And today I want to talk about how to make 2023 a great year. It's the last day of the year. And I had the idea, or I think maybe God gave it to me. I don't know. But I just think it's a good timing to do a live stream about how to make 2023 a great year. And I said great year. I'm not going to say greater because you have to take steps. And as you take steps, you will even see that God will even exceed your expectations. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Isn't that true? That means to us that even our highest dreams are like some of his easiest work. Amen. And that's a good thing. You want a God that does that. So in a way, it's like God, he answers your prayers, but he doesn't just answer them. He goes beyond them. So I have some notes here about how to make 2023 a great year. And I'm going to add one more. I just got this one. And maybe you'll be able to do it too. For those of you that are watching after this, I love you. And I really appreciate you guys watching after this as well. All right. So we're just going to go ahead and get into it. And that's pretty much what we're going to do. So, yeah. Let me see what we're going to do here. All right. So number one, to how to make 2023 a great year. You have to really learn who God is. You have to learn who God really is. Number one, that comes from reading the Word. You're not going to understand who God is anywhere else. You're not going to understand who God is from pamphlets, from even great ministers' books. You have to read the Word of God for yourself. There's nothing wrong with having those other books to accompany. I mean, look at me. I have three books right here that I read, I'm reading slowly. I haven't really finished any of them. And they're really small. Like, you know, sometimes you're going to take books in pieces. But I have a book by John Avanzini. I have another book by John Avanzini. And I have a book by Jonathan Shuttlesworth, How to Dominate a Wicked Nation. Great book, by the way. I don't know why it looks dirty. It's not really dirty. It's just like, the way the book cover is like, it just attracts like scum or whatever. I don't know. Anyway, all I'm saying is, there's nothing wrong with having those books to accompany what you're doing. But those cannot be the primary source of your information about God. You have to have a one-on-one connection with God. So they may help you get to know God, but you have to know God for yourself. I mean, and it's a never-ending process. So we have to know God for ourselves. Like yesterday, I was reading the Old Testament. I was reading, what was it? Samuel, 1 Samuel. Man. God is very serious, but at the same time, he's loving, he's merciful, he's gracious, he's a really nice person, really kind and all that kind of stuff. So get to know who he is. Get to know who your Father in heaven is. Understand what is it that you love, what did you love about him? What is it that he loves? What does he love? What does he want to be done? What are his dreams? What are his goals? What's in his heart? What's on his mind? I know some great ministers who like talk to him and he shows like emotions to them. It's like, whoa, like it's weird. Well, God doesn't do that. No, he does. He actually does. I mean, you have to get your emotions from somewhere and you didn't get them from the devil. The devil has no emotions. He's a soulless bum. You know what I'm saying? He's a punk. But anyway, that's not the point. The devil's defeated. So number one, understand who God really is. You have to also, let me tell you this. Understand that God, this is a subset or a sub point of number one, which is about God. Number 1A. Let's do it like that. 1A. Understand that God is always good and the devil is always bad. Many times people are scared to talk to God, or they think that God is out to get them the moment they mess up. And then bad things start happening if you don't repent. It's not God that's doing that. But if you're not aware that when you do something, when you sin, you open the door to hell, pretty much. that's why bad things happen, like, can literally go wrong if you don't repent. You know what I'm saying? It's not a judgment. That's just how it is. And so what you have to do is be very cautious of what you're doing. That you have to learn that. You know what I'm saying? You have to learn that. Right? So, learn who God really is. Understand that God is always good. The devil is always bad. That means that God won't test you. And I heard this from another guy. And it's something I already knew, but it's something. It's the way he worded it was perfect. He says, God will never test you with something that he redeemed you from. He won't test you with sickness. He won't test you with poverty. He won't test you with poverty. Did I say poverty? Yeah, I said poverty. He won't test you with sin. The devil tempts you with sin. God he won't test you with sin. He'll test you with how you deal with people. See, when Christ died, Christ didn't redeem us from ignorant folk. He didn't redeem us from people that want us dead. He will deal with them eventually. But the whole point of redemption is to fix our relationship with God. So that way we can be blessings to each other. I give him all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, because that's what he wants. And he gives me all his blessing, his favor, and his mercy, all that kind of stuff. And it's an interaction. It's a constant going back and forth. You don't have that with the devil. Devil want to just take your lunch money, beat your brains out every single day. He's a weirdo, man. He's weird. Right? Okay. Number two, really learn who you are. This comes from reading the word. This comes from me. I'm not talking about like, this is my anatomy and this is what I, no. Like, I'm talking about like who you are in your spirit. When Christ died, what did he afford for you? What did he make you when you became a new creature? Don't worry about what you were when you were in sin. Because if you're saved, you're not in sin anymore. But what did he make you when you were brought out of darkness into the light? In the way I like it, Paul says it, the marvelous light, his marvelous light. What? Because marvels are miracles. So when he brought you into his marvelous light, he brought you into his miraculous light, the light that brings miracles into being. Amen. That just popped in my spirit. It's good stuff, though. I like that. Shondo. You know what I'm saying? No, but that's good. So he brought you into his miraculous light. So what do you do with that? You learn. You start looking at yourself. Oh, so this is who I am. This is the new creature I've become. Right? And then what you do is you read the word of God and it sheds more light and it starts showing you more things about who you are. And the cool thing about it, anything, because your spirit's renewed, but your mind has to be renewed. And has to be constantly renewed all the time, right? So what you do is when you have the word, you read the word and it starts cutting away at all that stuff, that dead fruit, the dead weight that ain't helping you out. It starts molding you into the person that God wanted you to be. It's carving you into the person you're supposed to be. Amen. So know who you really are. And then in that way, it'll help you with how you treat other people, because you'll realize, man, these people, the reason they're not acting like God wants them to act, the reason they're not living right is because they're broken, they're hurting, they need Jesus. I could, you know, you'll know the difference when it's time to like mock a devil versus when it's time to like deal with a person. Seriously, you will. It won't be I don't know. Maybe I did the wrong thing. No, like your spirit knows when you're dealing with a devil and when you're dealing with a person. Right? Like I had a comment on one of the videos I posted up here on Destiny Youth, and the guy was like, "Don't go get a job. This isn't working. It'll never work," or whatever. That's not even how Christians really act. You know, I wasn't even bothered by it. I knew it was a devil talking to me. So you know what I did? I pinned his comment. Just to stick it to the devil, like, hey, next time you want to send something like that, I'm going to keep just pinning them to show you that it don't bother me. It doesn't bother me. Me and my dad laughed at it for like a good like 10 minutes because it was just so stupid. Right? Number three, this is a very important one because as you learn about yourself, this is going to come up. Forgive others. Forgive others. Mark 11, 25. Let's go there together real quick. Should have got my Bible. Hold on. But I have to use Bible Hub. By the way, Bible Hub is great. I don't care. I like Bible Hub. Bible Hub is, you know, if you need something great, go to Bible Hub. I'm going to be using Amplified because it just goes deep. Okay. Whenever you stand praying, this is after he done gave you the faith formula, how to pray, how to believe, how to speak. Y'all know that about shot. You know what I'm saying? All that kind of stuff. After all that faith stuff, this is the stipulation that you have to understand. When you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him. Drop the issue. Let it go so that your Father who is in heaven will forgive you your transgressions and wrongdoings against him and others. So let's go over that again. When you stand praying, so while you're trying to do that faith stuff, if you have anything against anyone, well, I don't remember their name, but they just made me mad. Forgive them. How do I forgive them? You say, Father, I release this person. I release this person. Anytime you have a memory that irritates you and it comes from a singular person or a group of people, you just say, Father, I release that person. I forgive them, right? Drop the issue. Let it go so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive your transgressions and wrongdoing. So it's not just, you know, you have to forgive because if you don't, God will forgive you. That's crazy. Well, no, I believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord. Great, you do. Now forgive those who wronged you because guess what? You wronged God. If you truly repent, that means you understand, wow, I'm dirty. That other person must have been dirty, so I have to forgive them. This is all just fruit. And the Holy Spirit will help you. Don't misunderstand me. It's not like he's telling you, see, you got to understand how God talks as well. He says, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you. So if you're not saved, God isn't your Father right now. So he's only talking to people that are saved. He's only talking to people that trust in God, right? Trusting that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is the Christ. He is Lord. That's why he can say, so that your Father. He didn't say my Father. He didn't say the God of heaven and earth. No, he said your Father. Does that make sense? So that'll put you at ease if you're feeling like I'm trying to forgive this person, but I just can't. Number one, healing can be a process, but forgiveness is a simple command. I forgive this person that wronged me. If you're struggling with that, say this with me. I forgive anybody who has wronged me. And sometimes what the enemy will do is he'll bring up that memory and he'll make you think, man, remember when that person did that thing to you and you just want to get mad again? And guess what? You'll be like, what would I want to do that for? I'm good right now. I'm not bothered by that. It's old now. Get from me. And then if it still bothers you, go to the Lord. Say, Lord, I forgive this person. I release them from what they did. Amen. So that's, you have to forgive. Moving forward, it's the end of 2022. Leave whatever crap happened in the past. Leave it behind. It's done. It's done. What is it going to do to cry over spilt milk? It's too late for that. It's too late to fix anything. Yes, things will make you upset. You have a natural response to be upset. Your spirit gets upset. Your mind gets upset. Your flesh gets upset. God gets upset. But you have to forgive it. You have to forgive it. Even if, what if they don't apologize? What if they don't apologize? What if the person's dead? What if the person's dead? You're going to just let that person who's dead? It's not even about letting them have power over me. Rah. No, it's about the fact that if I don't forgive, I'm saying to God, God, I'm a hypocrite. I'm a hypocrite, God, because I want to forgive. I mean, I want to be forgiven, but I don't want to forgive those who hurt me. You hurt God way more. Imagine your pain, but like times 4 million, gazillion, quadrillion, mazillion. Like, you hurt God more than you hurt him. That hurt the other person, or that other person hurt you. You feel me? We have no right. We have no right to hold anything against anybody. And that's why God will humble you. How does he humble you? Yes, he'll take you through times. Not sin. I'm not talking about sin. I'm not talking about poverty. I'm not talking about sickness. I'm talking about he will take you through things that will irritate you. He will allow you to be frustrated where you're at. Because until you learn that, unlike everybody else, you were once a sinner. That's another key thing. Remember this. Write this down if you're listening to this later or if you're in here right now. I am not a sinner. Say this with me. I am not a sinner. You can't be a sinner. I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm a new creature in Christ. How can I be a sinner? How can I be something that I've been redeemed from? John, I believe it's 1 John. He says, he who's of God doesn't sin. Well, we understand that he's talking about, well, number one, you don't go around doing crazy stuff. Number two, don't make a practice of it. Stop going, like, I go to the club, girl. For what? We had a quote up here on Destiny Youth a little while ago, and it goes like this. I'm going to read it out to you. It's on the community tab if you want to see it. But it was from a video we did a couple months ago. And it says, I'm fathered by God. God loves me. He wants me. I don't have to seek attention anywhere else. And because I'm fathered by God, I don't sin. Well, we all mess up. We make mistakes. And I'm not talking about some things are not sin. Some things are genuinely mistakes. Some things are just we don't know better, or God has to expose it. Like, recently God exposed something in me. I was like, don't touch that, Lord. Don't touch that. Don't touch that, Jesus. It hurt. It hurt, Lord. I don't want to talk about that, man. That bothers me. Right? But guess what? He exposed it so that he could help me with it. And I'm going to talk about certain things. I'm going to talk about one more thing after this that'll help you break any bad habits or spiritual influence that you're dealing with right now. We're going to crush this thing for real. But I'm telling you this because, man, there are some things that we don't know about. Some things, how we act, how we talk, God has to I don't like that. This is just being perfected in the walk with God. Willful. Don't be a willful person. Don't willfully do stuff. Don't do that. Amen. All right. One more thing. So 21 days of fasting is coming up, starting the 2nd of January. And I wanted to invite you to fast with us here at Destiny Youth. We're going to be fasting with our some of our bigger brothers, Jonathan Shuttlesworth, Ted Shuttlesworth, and I'm sure a lot of the body of Christ is doing it. Join in. You may be young and you're still under 18. Join in for prayer. If you feel like you can handle 21 days of fasting. Now, it's 6 to 6 p.m. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And you can just join in if you can. But if you feel like you can't do that, maybe do 3 days. Maybe do 7 days. 10 days. Whatever you can. But join in for prayer. Get involved. You can go to jonathanyoutube.com/... I think it's Jonathan Shuttlesworth. They're going to be doing that kind of stuff. And I'll be going live a lot more because I wanted to, I wanted to get more in contact with you guys. I miss doing the stuff where I was doing the videos where I would just talk to you guys about what God was talking to me about. And that had to stop. Well, that's partially because I'm not on campus right now. So starting the new year when I head back to school, or however this thing works out, we're going to be focusing on that. But my point is, join in on fasting. A lot of the things, I would say, set your faith that all the things that you want gone from your life, bad habits, bad attitudes, or whatever it is, that God, by the anointing, will burn it up. The anointing destroys the yoke. Look at Samson. My dad were talking about Samson when he got his eyes taken out, and he was bound to the poles, or the pillars, and they were mocking him. And he said, "Lord, if you would give me one more chance to wreck these fools, I will do it. Just give me one more chance." And the anointing fell on him. Boom. And the fire of God burned off those ropes. He wasn't bound no more. He pulled those pillars. Ooh, and I mean, he took a donkey's jawbone and went to town slicing and dicing. Because that's the power of God. That's what happens when the Holy Spirit gets on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For real. I see myself. I'm prophesying to myself. I see myself. And I see you coming out of this 21-day fast victorious. Amen. I see you coming out of this fast victorious. I'm coming out of this fast victorious. I'm going to be coming out a new person. 21 days? That's enough time for God to move. A lot of people have been talking about when they would fast, they saw God answer prayers within the first week. I said, praise God. That's what I'm believing for too. Amanda. Amanda duh. I appreciate you guys for hanging out. Those of you watching my replay, I love you. I'm going to pray for you guys real quick. And then we're going to do a call for salvation. All right. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the people that are listening right now. I ask you to strengthen them by your Holy Spirit to crush this year. To absolutely obliterate fear and opposition. I thank you, Lord, that the anointing destroys the yoke. That those who are joining us on the 21-day fast, you'll give them godlike endurance. That they won't even notice how hungry they are. They won't even feel hungry. They'll just be hungry for the word of God. And Father, let them come out with a smile on their face, saying, "The Lord has done great things for me, and it is wonderful to behold." Lord, I just thank you for it now, because I know you hear me, and I know you hear their prayers too. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you're not saved, God does not hear your prayers right now. The only prayer he hears from somebody who is not in his house is the prayer of repentance. And if you want to pray that prayer with us, I want you to repeat after me and mean it from your heart. Heavenly Father, I admit that I've sinned. I believe in my heart that you rose Jesus from the dead. I repent of my sin. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I thank you for giving me the Holy Spirit. I thank you for filling me with the Holy Spirit, because you promised that you would. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of God. It's good to have you guys here. The Bible says that heaven rejoices over one. So imagine all the people right now that are out here, just all heaven just like, bro, what? All these souls coming in, what are we going to do? Oh, I'm telling you, man, it's a good day. Make 2023 a great year. Once you get your heart right, you're unstoppable, man. Once you keep humble, stay humble. Just, how do you stay humble? Fast. That's number one. Stay humble. You fast. You pray. You give God all the glory and the praise. Anytime you feel like for me, sometimes I look in the mirror, I'm like, I look pretty good today. And before I let that thought go anywhere, I say, Lord, I thank you that you made me look good. Because it puts all the pressure back on him to keep me looking good. I love you guys, and I'll see you guys later.